Last couple of questions. And I'm going to say it like this. 74. Omar Hussein, that cloud. Hagul. We also Kasuka, Kasuka, Ubalas Kasuka. The goof is dark, gloomy, and has many deficiencies. Yishli Ziko, and Alden Shoma, this is one of the solutions that we had in this whole part, but the Neshama is not just there to the battle of life. The Neshama is the goof who's going to win. No. If the Neshama wins, then the goof will retire the goof. Retire, pure. Pure, retire, and purify the goof. So, the job of the Neshama is to purify the goat, but not just to win over the goat. There's a story of Reb Shteinman. I think the Gadol went in our generation, supposed to be this most of Reb Shteinman. Every Gadol has this thing that they stand out in. But the answer to the Shteinman thing was this precious. It was a new Shaykhin to everyone. His goat was like, very existing. So, I was only the third. We couldn't be really what to do. And we were trying to get into some energy. So, anything we can do is going to be like jelly. So, we go back and forth to the jelly. And sugar, we never eat sweet, but it's never going to be any sugar. You don't want to enjoy your death this long. So, General, building the bathroom to the state, Baruch Atani pushes it away. He's fighting against this thing for 80 years. I'm going to give it now. So, anyway, so the part of that story is that he's coming to not just win the Neshama. There's a process that the Neshama is there to be retired the goat, and doesn't have any sort of hashivas independent of the Neshama. So the Neshama, the cutter of God, the source of the Neshama is great. The Neshama, also another Kedushia, but the Neshama actually is not in its perfect state when it comes into the goat. Shalui. Because otherwise, perfecting the neshama, the book would happen to be complete. Well, the shaneo we briyos, so it wouldn't work. But a ma'at ma'at tipol boy is a tzarech, but ma'isin atoni. Slowly, through all its good deeds, the neshama starts taking over. The neshama starts growing and taking over the book. The achat is ala v'ilum v'ima asel, and eventually, it's just ala v'ilum. It gets higher and higher, and of course it has, as strong as the neshama is, it's stronger. So this is a big chiddush. I think most of us understood, we thought about it. So most of us didn't think about it. But if most of us would have thought about it, you probably would have thought differently. Because the way I always understood the concept was different. The way I understood the concept was there's the neshama, there's the goof, and the battle of life is who wins. The neshama is amazing, the goof is strong, and I'm not sure, I'm trying, I hope that my neshama can ignore the goof and maintain its perfect state. So you'd say no, the neshama is not in its perfect state. The neshama is gufa nisma'i when it comes to the goof, and it lowers itself to get into the goof. And your job is to expand the neshama and perfect the neshama so that it takes over the goof and it fixes the goof's issues. Very different perspective. So there's a tachlis in the bria is to perfect the goof. Sounds like a chiddush, right? Now he's going to start explaining why, based on that, why Tchias HaMeisim is so important.
This is so funny because I think
Right? Because now
that's the answer.
Right, I'm saying. Because otherwise, yes, amazing. Why are you putting me back into the book? The book was my problem the whole my whole life. I finally separate my neshama from my book. Now I finally can go entirely with just neshama. I'm ready for the epitome of creation. Oh, what are we looking forward to? Yes, amazing. Freaking neshama back in the book. I don't want to be back in the book. I'm supposed to be in this perfect state of utopia, utopian soul experience. Right? So, what do I want my book back for? What's the point of Santa Maria? Like, totally, laughing. So, the answer is that, like you're saying, no, you weren't struggling your whole life to get rid of your book. You were struggling your whole life to live in a perfect book. So now, at the book, we don't have the cable except from Yaakov Avinu will make. That's what the parish is. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Moshe Rabbeinu perfected the book. Eliyahu Hanavi perfected the book. But everyone else, the book only becomes perfect once it goes into the ground. It has to decay a little bit. Then, now the book is perfect. Now it can go back into the neshama. And now the neshama of the book will be perfect. So Amar neshama, harei yavanti ma shedai li ata b'ini na tchiyah zoiz tagmo asit. Now, let's go back to the Karva Oynish and some other things. Yeah. Karan or Pono. See the Neshama through the book, through the glow. Well, it's the Kali that was used to perfect the Neshama, right? The Neshama needed that goal to perfect itself. Right.
So, the self is.
Now I understand the purpose of Bain and Nishmasu being the book, the Neshama and the book, the Chilu of Ha'itim in different stages in life. The Seder Azmanin, Shehokhsu Kulayim. In the Tzidwanu Lahavim, Eich Shemisnaik, Imoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Azmanin, Ha'ila, Bain L'inyan Gufo, Bain L'inyan Nishmasu. So now I understood why Hashem created the world, I understand why Hashem created man in these different stages. But what is Hashem's hanhaga with man in all these different things? Neshama, Seder Hagun Vada. Behold, Dover Tzarech Shiyam Yushav Alifana B'mokoyim B'mokoyim B'shaitoy Ata Hashem Yosvach. Okay, let's go. Basically. Everything needs to be lined up in its proper place. Let us understand that. Okay. Omar HaSeder. Re'i. You should see. Yesh ha'atzomim ha'gashmiyim v'atzomim ha'ruchniyim. How did you translate atzomim, that word? In the beginning of 78. Beings, creations, and the word? Entities, yeah. So there are entities which are gashmi and entities which are ruchni. V'hin ch'roya kam ha'fishesh ben eloel, there's a big difference between the two. The gashmi is hi'pchisus v'adam y'abhi ruchnis. The gashmi is a low level compared to ruchni. It's a sharing yonah, nich baramula, which Ruchnius is fantastic. In Kalroya, come in Ha'ara, Yesh Ruchnium, come in Achrisha. How much light is produced from spirituality, and how much darkness is produced from physicality? I mean, Lonu Bekanshin, Emini Grius. There's two types of creations. Ria Behara, a shining creation, Vashpa Murvachas, and a very broad and gracious bria beharam moed, then a tighter bria bashpa moed. So she didn't just say, oh, midas a bria behara, midas a bria beloya ara, midas a ara mito ladis chorktuvayu, midas a bria mito ladis helem tuvayu. So the fact that they're so different means that they come from different places. One comes from Hashem's drachim to give, and one comes from Hashem's drachim to hide. Because this whole world is a struggle between how much Hashem wants to give and how much Hashem wants to hide. Similarly, like said in the beginning, Hashem wants to give as much as he can. We know that the bria is needed to hide, because otherwise we can't fight in this world. So therefore, the neshama comes from the tzad of giving, and the guf comes from the tzad of hiding. Tiri, here, okay. Here, one more line. Kiyaruch name called this from the different kedusha. Achagashmir a name in yonei chol v'divrei shvolim v'divrei. Ruchni is high, gashmir is low. The nimtz shakol klal amal ha'adam tachas shemesh eno el al kalam ha'avolim u'moisa ha'adam gabei mo'ayim yachol moshes hazaretz hiskaru hein kol eilat v'am chusim v'nipol. Everything that the guf does and seeks is low, kol shaldara, kol der v'gashmir is ha'tev alav, in hoshek gashmir is darkness, and Ruchni, and just the Hester Panam of the Torah who requiring his attention. And Ruchni is the Derech of Ha'aras Panam, is Hashem's true light. Okay?